So if you, it's about halfway down the wide lines. The first word on the line is yecholin. Yecholin. The last word on the line is besayef. So if in the middle of that line, if you have it, it's where it says Omer of Chista. Omer of Chista. Omer of Chista, we're now discussing different types of hakhosha. If you remember, we made a very important hakdamar a while ago. There are two ways that Edim could be proven to be liars. Either what's called Edim Zoymimin, where two other Edim say, Imonu Hayisem, you are with us, or no other Edim come along, but they are proved to be liars by virtue of the fact that they contradict each other. That's called hakhosha. Hakhosha means to contradict. So even though there was no other mazimin, nobody claimed that they were elsewhere at the time, but they themselves contradicted each other. Now, let's quickly remind ourselves of one or two basic halachas that we have already mentioned. As we've known, we discussed ba'arichus, there is the concept of the sheva chakiras. Those sheva chakiros, which are the basic questions that are asked in every dinei nefoshes case, the purpose, the function of them is in order to allow hazama. Because basically, those are the questions of where and when. Where and when. So it's those questions of where and when by which the Edim could be proved to be mazimin. That's one halacha. Then the Mishnah told us that you can ask the Edim other questions as well. In fact, the Mishnah says the more questions you ask, the better it is. Now, other questions that the Edim might be asked, they don't have to answer them. So if the Edim were for to be asked, for argument's sake, what was the weather that day? Well, if he says, I don't know, to be honest, that's fine. If the Edim are asked, tell me what color were his shoelaces, and he says, to be perfectly honest, I don't know, I didn't check, that's fine. But if he did answer and they contradict each other, well, then clearly there's hakhosh. So if one says, yes, I absolutely checked, there were red shoelaces, and the other one says, I checked too, it was green, well, that's hakhosh. You didn't need to answer. The sheva chakiros, you have to answer. There's no such thing as saying, I don't know, because otherwise you can't have hazama. But on all other shailas, which are not the chakiros, those are what we call the bedikos, those questions, Eid could be proven to be a contradicting his fellow Eid, that's a hakosh. So look now at the Gemara. Omer of Chista. Echad oimer besayof. If one of the two Eidim said, we're talking about a case of murder, and we're talking about what exactly was the weapon of murder. So one of them says it was sayaf. Now, again, how would we define this type of question? When they asked the Edim, what murder weapon was used? That's definitely not one of the chakiras. So much so that if the Eid would have said, to be perfectly honest, I didn't notice. I didn't notice exactly what weapon we used, a metal sword, or was it a stone or something? I don't know. I didn't notice. Now I'd be fine. But here he did answer the question. And he said, yes, I can say with absolute certainty that it was besayof. Sayof is a sword. Horgoi. One of them says, but yes, I noticed that he killed him with a sayof. Meanwhile, the echad oimer, the other one says, no, it was bi'oirion horgoi. He did not kill him with a sword. He called it, ariron. What's an ariron? Rabbi Yosef, do they translate it as an axe?
Battle axe.
A battle axe. Okay, I'll take that. So there definitely seems to be a contradiction between the Edim. A sword is not at all a battle axe. Says the Gemara, in a case like that, this is Rav Chista talking, Ein ze nochoin. Then these two Edim are not aligned, They are misaligned. And what happens when they are not nochin? Well, then we throw out the Edim and nothing happens, either to the accused or to them. Says Rashi, Ein ze nochin ve'eduson betelo, and their eidos will be bottle. V'hu, he, meaning the accused, v'heim, so to them, the Edim, Peturim Miyad are exempt, finished. We don't put them to death or anything like that. This is not Zomimim. But certainly their Eidos is thrown out because they have clearly been proved to be lying. This is a classic case of Hakosha, when one says it was the sword, the other one says, no, it wasn't. It was the battle axe. Carry on the Gemara. Next case. Echod Oimer Kelov Shchoirin. If one of them says that his kelim, now kelim doesn't mean utensils, it means his clothes. So this is a different type of question. We're not asking, did you notice what the weapon of murder was? We're asking, did you notice what color clothes he's wearing? And once again, if he would have said, if either of the Edim would have said, to be perfectly honest, we didn't notice, or I didn't notice, I wasn't paying attention, it wasn't important, then that's fine, that's your prerogative. But here he did not say that. He said, yes, I did notice. And I can tell you with absolute definitive, in definitive measure, I can say that what? Kalov Shchoirin, his clothes were black. The Echod Oimar, Kalov Levonim. And the other one says that no, his clothes were white. So we certainly would have thought that what? That L'chayre is Hakosha. And it should be considered exactly the same like as when one says it was a sword and one says it was a battle axe. And yet, surprisingly, that's not the case. Because what does he say? This says the Gemara, Hare ze nochoin. Hare ze nochoin. That's considered Eidos to be aligned. Look at Rashi. Hare ze nochoin, deloy shaykh bedikos. Because it's not shaykh. It's irrelevant to be involved with bedikos. Lahakhish elo, in order to be makhish the Edim. In order to prove them as contradictory, it has to be elo begufa shel Eidos. What does begufa shel Eidos mean? The actual body of the Eidos. What color his clothes were are not, in fact, the gufa shel eidos. And therefore, we say, I don't know, maybe a mistake was made, he wasn't concentrating properly. It's not an important detail. And therefore, even though they seem to have absolutely contradicted each other, because one says it was black clothes, one says it was white clothes, but to be perfectly honest, the color of the clothing has nothing to do with the gufa shel eidos, with the actual subject that they are testifying about. Says the Gemara, so how does that fit with the first statement? Meisve Nochoin. Don't we have a braisa that says that the Eidos has to be aligned, meaning Shiyehe Nochoin, that the Eidos absolutely needs to be aligned. Echod Oimer Besayef Horgoi. Ve'echod oimar ba'ariron horgoi, or echod oimar kelov shchoirin, ve'echod oimar kelov levonim, ein zenoch. So we have another braisa that does not differentiate between what the murder weapon was and what the clothing was. Rav Chista differentiated. So how did we understand that differentiation? Because the weapon of murder, that is the gufa shel eidos, because that's what they came to testify about. They came to testify about the murder. So it makes perfect sense to ask questions about which weapon was used. But which clothing he was wearing is not the gufa shel eidos. Fine, that makes sense. But here we have a braisa that seems to say the opposite. The braisa says it's got to be nochoin in every which way. And the braisa compares the weapon of murder to the clothing of the murderer, that if ever there's a contradiction between the two, if one of them says it was an axe and one of them says it was a knife, or if one of them says it was black clothes and one of them said it was white clothes, in either of those cases, that's called a hakasha. Well, that clearly does not seem to fit with Rav Chista, who just told us that in the case of clothing, it's not considered hakasha because it's not the gufa shel edus. Says the Gemara, no, we can reconcile. Tira Gemara Rav Chista. Do you know how Rav Chista himself, after all, it's Rav Chista who's the one in trouble over here? How would Rav Chista himself explain this second brisa that seems to contradict his whole statement? Says Rav Chista, no. Do you know how he'd have translated? Tira Gemara Rav Chista. Basudar shechonku boi. Dehainu saif variron. In other words, you misunderstood this brisa. When the brisa said the word kalim, now remember we said the word kalim has multiple translations. Kalim normally means utensil, but it could also mean clothing. So Rav Chista says it doesn't mean in this brisa what item of clothing was he wearing. We're not asking what color was his jacket, and one said black and one said white. That would not be hakasha. But rather, we're talking about somebody was accused of strangling someone else with a beged, with a sudar. A sudar is a handkerchief. So that's what we mean kalim. In other words, it's exactly the same as, was it a sword or was it a battle axe? Was the handkerchief that was used for murder a black handkerchief or a white one? Now, let's not make any mistake, Rabbi Yisai. Of course, la halacha, it makes no difference whether he was killed with a sword or a battle axe, or a black handkerchief or a white handkerchief. Of course, it doesn't make a difference. But at least because that is a detail that pertains to the actual murder, that's called the gufa shel edus, and that's considered a contradiction. So Rav Chista therefore says, you misunderstood. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the narrow lines. Basudar shechonku ba, sheheidu, they testify, shechonak es chaveiroi basudroi, that he strangled his fellow man with a sudar. It was the sudar that was being discussed. They were being investigated, they were being checked regarding this suda, because they Aidim walked into Bezdin and they say, we hereby testify that we saw Reuven strangle Shimon with a suda. Ah, okay. The Dayanim now home in to this important word, suda. You said that was the weapon of murder. Could you please give us further details? Was it Shachar Haya or Lavan Haya? So according to that, Rav Chista has now been answered. Rav Chista is not contradicted by the Brisa, so we have a very important golden rule. If the contradiction is Begufa Shel Edus, meaning absolutely discussing the very subject that the Edim are testifying about, then that's considered a Stira HaKosha. But if it's a side detail, like what color was his jacket, well, that's irrelevant. And even if there's a contradiction, we just assume that they weren't paying attention properly, and therefore it's not even considered a hakasha. Zot the Gemara. In similar vein now. Toshma, we seem to have another contradiction. Echad oimer sandalov shchoirin. One says sandalov. Sandalov means his shoes. One of them says that the shoes of the accused were black. Ve'echad oimer sandaloi levonim. And one says, no, they were not. They were white. Now, surely, the color of his shoes, there cannot be hakasha, because that's nothing to do with the gufa shel edus. And yet, look what it says. Ein ze nochoin. It says, once again, that's not considered correct edus, meaning it's not considered edus, which is aligned. So that does not fit. In the case of Sudar, you told me in Kalov, it was actually referring to the weapon of murder. But here it says his shoes. Surely shoes means the shoes that he was wearing. So we're talking about his clothing. And if it's the clothing, well, that's a side detail. That's not the Gufa Shaledus. And if it's not the Gufa Shaledus, surely the halacha should be that it's not Shaykh Hakhosha. So why does the Brisa say Ein Zeh Nochein? So the Gemara, no, a similar answer. Do you know what we're talking about over there? Hosam Nami. There too, the same similar answer we said before. Kagoin Sheboat Boy Basandaloi Vahorgoi. We're talking about that he actually kicked his fellow man with his shoes and he killed him. So the shoes are in fact the weapon of murder. So we didn't mean to ask, tell me what item of clothes was he wearing? That wasn't the question. In effect, what were we really asking? What was the weapon of murder? If you say that he kicked his fellow man to death, well, I'd like to know, please. What do you mean he kicked his fellow man to death with his shoes? What color were those shoes? So it's true, like we said before. If the Adim would say, to be perfectly honest, we didn't notice, well, that would be their prerogative. It's not a critical halacha. But if they did answer the question and they contradicted each other, Ein zeh nochein, that is not Eidos, which is aligned, that is a hakhasha. So really, we've actually had basically the same case three times. We've had three examples of the same principle, three examples of where the Eidim contradict each other with regard to the weapon of murder. Case one, was it a sword or a battle axe? Case two, the suda, the handkerchief that was used for strangulation, was that a black one or a white one? Thirdly, the shoe that was used to kick his fellow man to death, was that black or white? So it's really not three different halachas. It's just the same halacha three times, different examples of the same principle. However, now we're going to get in trouble. Does anybody remember? I'm sure everybody does. The Mishnah, didn't it say in our Mishnah that you could ask any single question you like? And in fact, Rabbi Yossi or Ben Zakkai, sir, used to ask about what color or how developed the fruits were on the tree. Well, that's definitely not. Oof. Do a purple for a second. That's definitely not the Gufa Shel Eidos. Sounds like, what was the question? You're telling me there was a particular murder under a tree, for example, or next to a tree. So I'd like to know, tell me, what did the fruit look like on the tree? So if they contradicted each other, surely that should not represent our kasha, and yet our Mishnah says not that way. Toshima, Bot Maisa, Ubodak, Ben Zakkai. Ben Zakkai used to check, but Uktze Te'eino, at least on one case he checked. The Uktze, what is the Ukutz? The Ukutz is the stalk of the stalk of the Te'eino. You tell me that this murder happened next to a fig tree. Could you please go into more detail? The figs, what were the stalks looking like? Were they very thin and soft, or were they big and strong? Well, what's the point of asking a question like that? After all, even if they contradict each other, it's not the Gufa Shel Eidos. Says the Gemara, Omar Rami Bar Choma, Rami Bar Choma says, that's not talking about a murder case. Kegoin, She'okatz te'eino b'Shabbos. It's nothing to do with murder. It's to do with Chilul Shabbos. Two Edom accuse this particular individual of pulling off a te'eino from the tree. The olokomikdal. And is about that case that he's put to death. So it's not a case of murder. So once again, it's true. And the Edom said we didn't notice, that would have been fine. But now that they said they did notice, it's not a side detail, that is the Gufa Shel Eidos. You said you accused him of Chilul Shabbos, he plucked a te'ena off the tree. Could you please go into more example? What did this te'ena look like? Says the Gemara, excuse me, I don't understand what you mean. V'hotanya, but we've learned in a braisa, omru loy, tachas teino horgoi. It says clearly in the Braisa that it's not Chilul Shabbos. It was underneath the fig tree that he killed him. So it's nothing to do with the Te'eno. It wasn't Chilul Shabbos. So once again, surely the Te'eno is just a side issue. We're talking about a case of murder. And if the case of murder, surely the nature of the fruit on the tree is irrelevant. Why is that considered HaKosha? So don't tell me we're talking about Chilul Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Elo, you're right. Omiram Bachoma Kugoin, Sheshoftoi, the Yichur Shel Te'eno. He killed him, he stabbed him with a Te'eno branch. A Yichur is a branch. So once again, this is now the fourth example of the same principle. Had it been a regular murder case and he was just saying it's next to a Te'eno, or had it been, then indeed that case would not represent Hakosha, because the nature of the fruit of the tree is only a side detail, that's not the Gufa Shel Eidus. But it turns out that once again, for the fourth time, we're talking about whether Te'eno was actually used as the murder weapon. So if the Te'eno was used as the murder weapon, the branch, let me hear more details about the branch, let me hear more details about the Te'eno. So that's the Gufa Shel Eidus. That's the Gufa Shel Eidus. So we'll see. We're still not quite out of the woods, but in Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, we shall hear Besuras Taylus in Mitzvah Hashem.